Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Everybody, Bill Caskey, back at the Bill Caskey Podcast, live on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, all across your streaming networks. Pop this music down a little bit, although I love the music. We started here about a month ago going live on YouTube. So if you are not already a subscriber, and if you want to see what we do live here, I don't know why you would, but maybe you do, go to Bill Caskey. You just search on Bill Caskey on YouTube. You'll find it. Subscribe. Click the notification bell, as we always say, and you'll be notified when we go live. Facebook, same thing. YouTube, same thing. LinkedIn, same thing. Okay. So the topic today is, by the way, I wanted to tell you about a document that I sent. I don't have a copy of it, but if I'll put it in the show notes. If you'll go to 5ReasonsClients.com, 5ReasonsClients.com, I've got a document there called 5 Reasons You Don't Have Enough Clients and What You Can Do About It. And I give you 5 of the most common situations. In fact, we're going to talk about one today. So it's fortuitous that we would talk about this because the 5 Reasons Client Guide has a lot of good stuff. And also, there's a couple of videos you get with it too. So go to 5ReasonsClients.com if you want to understand why you don't have enough customers and what you can do about it. So this topic of you should be in control, not them. You know, when I first got into the profession of selling eons ago, I didn't even know what systems were. I didn't know what I knew what a process was, but I didn't think systems. And nobody taught me systems. There was sales trainers and sales coaches that were on CDs and cassette tapes and, there were seminars. And it was really just about moves, techniques, tactics, moves. And I didn't learn much from them. And so I really struggled in my 20s because I was partying too much. That had nothing to do with it though. And B, I didn't really have any kind of systems orientation or systems mentality. And thus my prospect owned me. There were very few times where I owned the process. The process always, or the buyer always owned the process, and thus the buyer owned me. And I see that a lot today. In fact, I just had coffee with a gentleman today who has a few salespeople on his team. And it's the same thing today, is if you don't have a system, if you don't have a process that has some meat to it, has some teeth to it, you will end up getting owned by the process. So I thought this topic was really relevant because I hear this a lot from my people who call me and want coaching or want to be in one of our small group coaching programs. There's not a lot of systems out there. And so I want to talk to you about this today. And by the end, I want you to have some kind of a system you can use. And I know that we rely a lot as sales professionals on our own charm and wittiness and follow-up and our words. But if you don't have a system, then you're out of luck. And it's the reason that the closing percentages are hover between 15 to 20%. And if I look at the key performance indicator of efficiency, it's what's your closing percentage? And if it's 50 to 70, I'll think you're pretty efficient. Now, if you're still not hitting your numbers, maybe we need to put more people in that system, but you should be at 50% closing rate at least. And if you're not, then it's probably because of lack of some of the things that we're going to talk about today. So I want you to be efficient. I want you to be super successful. That's why I do these. I want to give back to my community of listeners and audience members. And hopefully this can help you at some point. Maybe we'll do business together. Maybe we won't, but I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. So what's the cause of this whole idea of who's in control? I think it's systemic, meaning I don't think we're all born and we're scripted out. Look, you will have no control of the sales process when you get older. I don't think it's that way. I think the way we have been taught to sell puts us out of control. I'll say that again. In fact, I've got a mind map here of, and my main point up there at the very top is if you don't have a system, you will not have control. And I think the way we've been taught to go prospect, to go find leads, to do outbound, I think it just puts us in that one down position. And I don't think it needs to be that way. So there is a systemic problem that exists because of how we are taught and instructed to go out and generate business. And it puts us in that position where we become eager and we become sort of desperate. So let's talk for a minute about the buyer-seller process. The buyer-seller dance, as we call it, is the dance that goes on between you, the seller, and your potential client. And this dance has a lot of moves to it. It has a lot of intricacies, and it has a lot of open loops to it. But at some point, you have to, in your own mind, say to yourself, self, I deserve to be in control of this sales process. The fact is that I am valuable, and you have value that you bring to the world. And so just like a doctor, a surgeon should be in control of the operating center, you should be in control of your sales process. And once you make that declaration and that conversation you have with yourself, then things get a lot easier. So let's talk about what that means. There are three major elements of controlling the process. Number one, you're going to laugh here, but this is element number one. I mean, element number one is you have to declare that you deserve to control the process. You have to declare that just internally. But number one, you need a process. You need some kind of a documented sales process that you can guide people through that you can control. Most organizations have no sales process. I was on a podcast interview yesterday with a company that specializes in business development services, and they were asking me about what's the difference between business development and sales. And I told them my philosophy of it, which is not relevant here. But I said the biggest problem people have is there's no process in place. There's no systematic approach to generating clients. There's no here we do this, and then we do that, and then we do this, and then we do that. There's none of that. And that's what I mean by a system. You've got to construct the process. One easy way to do it is just go out and get a pad of 24 by 36 inch easel paper, or just a big 11 by 17 piece of paper. You can buy them by the ream at FedEx, and start to play around a little bit with post-it notes on how to build the process. And what's step one in your process? Step one might be the prospect calls you and asks for a download or asks for more information. Or maybe the process is you call them. You're doing outbound prospecting. But I don't care how it starts, although I'd prefer it be inbound, but I don't care how it starts. What's the process? Once you start talking to somebody, what's the process you take them through? And just start to map that out. Use post-it notes. I would say no more than five stages in your sales process. Stage number one is probably some type of first connection. It's an initial connection of some kind, social media, phone, web, Zoom, webinar, web lead. But step one is some kind of initial conversation or touch point. Step two is where you have dialogue with the prospect. And there's a conversation that happens. Maybe it's several conversations. Maybe it's one or two where you're talking to a person who reaches out. Maybe you're asking for meetings for other people. But what does step two in that process look like? What are some of the things you cover? What are some of the questions you ask? The more detailed you can make your process, the better able you will be to control the process and put it in front of prospects who you can control the process around. Number three, probably some kind of analysis or economic consideration, because you want to know not only what's the problem they have that they want solved, But step three is, what is it costing them to have that problem? Is there any financial implication if they decide not to fix it? Step four is probably some sort of recommendation at some point. And again, these aren't four calls necessarily. These are four steps. You may have several calls underneath each one of these steps. It depends on how complex your process is. If you're selling large manufacturing software or facilities management software, it's going to be more than a couple calls. It's going to take some time. But step four is some sort of recommendation based on what you've heard so far, your findings based on research or based on an assessment that you might use from step one. And then step five is probably some sort of tweaking or coming back and just modifying things slightly, because you're never going to hit it out of the park, or seldom are you the first time, but you need to have some step in there that says, okay, I'm going to take your input from my recommendation and I'm going to tweak things a little bit and deliver a final proposal. So whatever your sales process is, have one, have it in writing, send it out to a designer, have it designed. So that way, if you're a VP of sales, your sales team is very clear about what the process is. Or if you're a sales professional, you're very clear. Then step two, be willing to share it with your prospect. I'm not saying you always share it and share every last minute detail, but be willing to have a conversation about this with your new potential client, a customer. Is, let me share with you how we work. Let me share with you what our process is, to make sure that you're clean and clear about it, make sure that we're all on the same page. You need to be able to share that. So that's step two. Step three, once you have that done, then you need to populate your feed or your funnel with potential clients. And the way I would suggest doing that is come up with something that's interesting to them, something that is a lead generator of some kind. I think, some type of a lead magnet, it's been called, or an initial engagement piece, something that's maybe like my five reasons client. The reason I put that out there is because a certain percentage of you will download that. You'll read it. You'll say, you know what? I need to get on a call with Bill to see if he can help me with this problem, or he can help my team. That's why I do that. Not everybody's going to call from it, but a certain percent are, maybe 5%, maybe 10%, maybe 2%. But if I put that in enough hands, then there will be calls that come in. And that's part of building that inbound structure so that then you can just run the process. So think about, what are some things you could do to invite people into the process? And I think it's some sort of a lead magnet, something that you publish and create. It could be a video, it could be audio, something that causes them to say, hey, I want to hear more. I want to see more about that. Because if you generate enough interest and you have, let's just say, five people a month who opt into something or call you or reach out, and you run them through this process, you'll be able to scale your business. And you will be in control of the process because they're the ones that initiated it based on content that you created. So those are some ideas on how you can control the process. That's the goal. You don't control the people in the process. You want to control the process. All right. So once again, quick recap. Number one, you have to declare in your own mind that you deserve to control the process. You can't be a hostage to your prospect. You just can't. There's not enough time, hours in the day. If you're a hostage, you will be following up with people, following up. They'll go silent. You'll say, okay, should I wait 2 weeks or 1 week? And when should I call them? Is Monday morning better? Is 7 o'clock better than 9? Your mind will be full of all that garbage. It's only because you never had a system and never established that you deserve to control the system. So that's like step A. And then first step is, create the process, construct it. You can even, if you're a VP of sales, construct it with your sales team. If you're a salesperson, get together with some of your compadres and create it. What are the steps in the process? And remember, the process is your vehicle to get them well. The process that you create is the vehicle that you will guide people through, because at the end of the process, guess what? They get their problem solved. They get their ideal outcome. they get their goals met. Do you get the sale? Yeah. But more importantly is they get their, your solution. So step two is just, just rack it out to make sure that you have it designed and you have it visualized. And then, of course, you have to share it with people. And then step three is build something that gets more people into it. Lead magnet, lead generation, something that's in something that entices them to raise their hand and say, I want more. All right. So once again, you can go to 5ReasonsClients.com. I talk about this a little bit more. I talk about some other reasons that you're not generating enough clients. Some of it has to do with mindset. Some of it has to do with tactics and language. But I'd like you to go download that 5ReasonsClients.com. I think you'll enjoy that. And with that, I will end this transmission and this broadcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube, search on Bill Caskey, hit the notification bell, and make sure that you get notified every time we go live. See you next time.